It makes so little sense to not go after the thing that you actually want to do. Because when you do the thing you actually want to do, you have skill, you have passion, you have spiritual alignment, you have infinite intelligence, you have divine timing, all of that backing you when you do the thing you actually like to do.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, where we discuss, well, manifestation, obviously, but what it takes to live a conscious manifesting lifestyle. Because the truth of the matter is, you're manifesting all the time. If you're awake right now, you're manifesting. So that part is unavoidable. You're not going to come across a time while you're here on Earth where you're not manifesting. So in my personal and professional perspective, the best thing you can do for yourself is learn how to control the mechanism that feeds the manifestation. Because the manifestation is going to happen. You're going to think stuff. You're going to react to stuff. Stuff's going to manifest in your world. You're going to react to it. It's going to cause its own manifestation. You're going to react to that. It's going to cause its own manifestation. You're going to react to that. It's going to cause its own manifestation. You're going to react to that. It's going to cause its own manifestation. And so on into infinity. And this is why most days tend to look the same. This is why you end up in cycles and patterns. This is why every day looks the same as it did before. Because every moment of every day, you're constantly taking in information and regurgitating it out back to the universe. Whatever is making the 3D world happen is doing it from your thoughts. So whatever it is you're thinking about is becoming your 3D world. That's not really news. We've been hearing that for a long time. So integrating it is obviously the next step, right? That's the next part of understanding this information is, what do I do with it now? Now that I know that I can't stop manifesting, just like you can't stop thinking, you can't stop manifesting. If you're thinking, you're manifesting. And also, just by default, if you're manifesting, you're thinking. So this is why it's really important to have a level of control over what you think. The way you think about yourself, about your ability to achieve, about how the world treats you, about how people perceive you, about how they think about you, about how they are about you, about how they want for you, if they want the best for you, if they trust in you, if they believe in you, if they're nice to you, if they even pay attention to you, if they even know you exist, if they're easy to get along with, hard to get along with, super opinionated, super easygoing, whatever. If jobs are fun, if they're hard, if they're draining, if you don't make enough money, if all you want to do is follow your passions, but you're spending 8 hours a day building someone else's dream, you're working in a place that doesn't resonate, you're doing a bunch of work that doesn't align, and you know you're being called to do something that lights you up and that resonates with you. But your thoughts tell you it's not smart to do what you want. You can't make money at the thing that you want. You can't be successful doing some pie-in-the-sky dream. You're better off doing something reasonable, like IT work or sitting behind a desk or serving somebody food or drinks or, I don't know, fill in the blank. It doesn't really matter, right? And it's not to shit on any of that stuff. I've done a lot of that kind of work, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. I did it because I was convinced that I had to do it. I did it because I was convinced that I couldn't make a living doing what I'm doing right now. To be honest, like, I never even really thought that I would be making a living talking. It's very bizarre. I mean, it makes a lot of sense and it kind of, everything just came together perfectly. But when I look back on who I thought I would be or who I've always thought I would be, would turn out to be, the idea that people would just listen to me talk about whatever the fuck I wanted to talk about is strange. And not to say that I wouldn't want it, but that I just didn't think that it was going to be something that was viable. You know, like, we're just so ingrained with the idea that you have to do run-of-the-mill jobs or stuff that everyone else has done. You have to follow in these footsteps. You have to do X, Y, and Z. There's like only so many molds you're allowed to fit into. But in reality, every single one of us is different. Every single one of us has a different recipe for wants, hopes, dreams, drives, passions. Nobody has the same exact goals and drives and dreams. Nobody does. So it's crazy to think that we should all be doing the same thing or similar things. To funnel millions of people into hundreds of types of jobs, think about that. Millions of people only having hundreds of things to do. Or thousands even. Still, how many people are doing a bunch of stuff they don't want to do? How many people are doing the same thing that have completely different skill sets and passions and drives in the world? Like, think about your job right now, or think about a job you've had. How many people in that place have the exact same drive and skill? How many people doing your job have the same passions and dreams as you? Probably none. Yet we're all funneled into, like, I'm just hearing the term secretary in my mind. I don't even know if we use that term anymore. But think about a secretary. How many people were secretaries in the 50s or something? And how many of those people had passions that they were ignoring? Probably all of them, 100%. And maybe I'm going a little far out thinking about the 50s because I don't know if they had this kind of concept and this way of thinking back then. So let's just say all of the people that are sitting at a desk, working at a desk right now in today's world, I'm willing to bet that 95% of the people who have jobs where they sit at a desk are not passionate about sitting at desks. I'm willing to bet that 95% of the people who are working office jobs are doing shit that they don't care about. And like, I don't mean it in a negative way. I'm not trying to put anyone down. I'm saying, why are we spending so much fucking time doing shit we're terrible at that we hate? Why are you giving 8 hours of your waking day to something you can't stand? To something that you will openly admit takes you out of alignment? Does that make sense? Does it make sense to trade pennies for your hours of your life? For your livelihood that you'll never get back? For every moment that you're not doing the things that you actually like to do? It makes such little sense. And I'm really glad that because I have been able to create a job for myself where I do get to just talk and like speak things out and channel things, it helps me understand so much and come to a lot of realizations. And I'm so glad that I really see truly now that it makes so little sense to not follow your passions. It makes so little sense to not go after the thing that you actually want to do. Because when you do the thing you actually want to do, you have skill, you have passion, you have spiritual alignment. You have infinite intelligence. You have divine timing. All of that backing you when you do the thing you actually like to do. Or the thing that you want to do, the thing you're driven to do. Even if you haven't figured out what that thing is, I promise you there's stuff in this world that's going to make you want to get up every single day and be so excited to live your life. And if you're not doing that, then you're not doing that, right? Like, what are you doing on planet Earth if you're not fucking doing that? In this amazing, beautiful, unlimited place, you're not doing that? The fuck are you doing? You know what I mean? Think about it, though. What are you doing here? Trading your life force for dollars and not a whole lot of them. And not just that, but when you're stressed and you're unhappy, you're actually doing damage to your body. You're damaging your cells when you're stressed out. You're literally killing yourself. Yet that seems like the more practical idea than doing the thing you're completely in alignment with. Because when you do that thing you hate, you're operating outside of alignment, outside of power, outside of divine timing, outside of ease, outside of peace. You're literally operating in struggle for 8 hours a day. Why? For a couple hundred bucks? It's ridiculous to think about. So what we need to do is start really understanding that you can do whatever. Money is going to come to you regardless. Money just comes. Money circulates. That's what it does. Money is energy. Energy flows. The current moment is an energetic current. Money, currency, it just flows. It's constantly circling the planet. It's flowing constantly all the time. Money always circulates. It comes in, it goes out, it comes back in. It will always come to you. You hear that? The police are coming to tell you. The police are coming because they don't want you thinking that you got to do a bunch of BS every day the rest of your life. Money will always come. You are the money. You are the money. If you're worried about it, it slows down. It pinches off. It tapers off. When you don't worry about it, it just flows. It flows from all different directions. It comes in all kinds of ways. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter how, does it? Does it matter how you get your money? If it's in a beautiful, aligned way for the good of all, when you're just doing what you love, if you're spending all of your waking hours, or at least, let's say, 8 hours of your day doing what you love, do you really care where the money comes from? Again, knowing and intending that this is a place of positivity, love, and gratitude, we intend for the highest good of all. So wherever that money comes from, it's going to be through alignment and through love. So if you're spending as many hours a day, as many moments of the day, doing what you love, while also intending that you're completely taken care of, you have more money than you know what to do with, you have more money than you'll ever need, you're able to spend, save, donate, invest, whatever, what you want, and still have money left over. If you can operate with that kind of thinking and knowing that you're going to be supported no matter what, you have the recipe for living the best possible life. So thinking about what it takes to maintain that kind of mentality, that kind of confidence, that level of certainty, of fearlessness, and not just fearlessness, because sometimes we get scared. Sometimes our patterns pop back up, but we just push through and persist. We nurture ourselves and we persist. To carry that level of certainty, of confidence, of assuredness that things are going to work out for you. If you don't already have it, it takes practice. It takes awareness and discipline, as I always say, shout out 360 Method. It takes knowing yourself, paying attention to what you're thinking, paying attention to how you're feeling, and then being willing to do something about it in that moment. And then doing it also. Not just willing, but actually doing it. But if you can do that, I promise you're going to have an incredible life. For me, confidence really helped me actually helped me get my husband to be to be real. I got like a shot of confidence that fucking brought my man in. But I also had a really profound moment with confidence in my business as well that helped me go from struggling and worried to business is booming, helping millions of people. And actually, it was that affirmation itself. And for my husband, it was just one day knowing that I just had this understanding of like, I could just be the best and have the best and get the best and I would receive it. And the thing that I see in common with the concept that brought my husband in and the concept that allowed my business to thrive is that I was just down for me. I was excited to be me. I was excited for the prospect of my life. I was excited for the future. And I was just ready to let the world see what I had to offer. No apologies. This is what it is. Hell yes. Yes, yes, yes. Everyone's going to love it. And if they don't, I don't even care. We're not even talking about them. Who even mentioned them? Everybody loves it. Everybody loves me. Everything's working out for me. Everything's working in my favor. Everything's going to go my way. I just know it. And you practice thinking that. You practice it. You practice it. You practice it. Just like you've practiced knowing the opposite. And over time, you begin to believe this shit. And it becomes more and more real in your everyday life. So confidence to me has been so important. It's helped me maintain my business as well because it's scary. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot to handle. It's a lot to just do time-wise in the day. There's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of pressure to be, you know, everybody has this idea of who I am. They all have their, you know, no offense, but you have your idea of who you think I am. You have your projection of me. And I guarantee you it's probably not anywhere really close to who I am. Or maybe it's close, but it goes through your filter, right? So there's this expectation of who I'm supposed to be and what I have to live up to maintain, I don't know what, people's assumptions of me. I'm not sure. This is stuff that all goes through my mind. But at the end of the day, I also have to just be me. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about it in the way I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to do my best to uplift people, to use my words to help people. And that's it. I'm not going to be apologetic if you don't like what I talk about. You could totally not listen. I don't know why you would listen to something that you don't like. I certainly don't. I'll just skip that shit. So there is practice that goes into remaining confident and keeping it going as you ascend through the different cycles of your life. Because there's no way to prepare for where I'm at right now. I mean, I thought I had. I really thought I had. But even where I'm at right now is, it's, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's strange. It's very weird to have a lot of eyes on you, you know? And so I can only imagine what it's going to be like, where we go next, but I know it's going to be amazing and big and everybody loves me and everything's working out and everything's always going in my favor. And so that's, again, it's got to be something that I maintain because just as soon as I get used to this amount of eyes on me, I'm going to be ascending to the next level. And then I'm going to have a whole different level of eyes to deal with, right? And to understand and to work through. So your insecurities, I don't want to use that word, your maybe shaky beliefs, the things that you talk yourself through. And this is like normal stuff. I think any single person that has a YouTube show or has a podcast or has an audience can tell you that it does get a little bit strange when people expect you to be something and provide something to them, right? Like I have people that I'm fans of, so I understand. I understand. So anything, any person's going to feel like a certain level of like, what the fuck? Like, you know, uncomfortability. And for me, you know, a lot of times I want to hide and kind of have my privacy and have my off time, because who I am when I'm on camera is, you know, just a small part of me. It's just a glimpse. It's just a snapshot. It's just a sliver. It's a piece of the pie, but it's not who I am as a whole. So I'm just kind of letting you in on a little window of like places where I will work on making sure that I know I'm the shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that I look up to that have millions and millions of followers. There's people I look up to that are making millions of dollars a month. There's people that I look up to that have their content down and they've nailed it and they're so good and their message is so fucking clear and it just gets me and I see where I want to go and I'm just so driven to achieve. And I'm sure there are people here who look at my brand and think the same thing. I mean, if you think I'm making millions of dollars a month, you're right. Of course I am. But my point is that this shit's universal. It happens to everybody. It happens in every situation. You can be feeling like this at your job. You can be feeling like you have eyes on you or expectations on you that make you feel uncomfortable or push your boundaries. I'm not saying that you, beautiful person, does that, but it's just all over the board, right? We don't know how life is going to affect us. We don't know how the next amazing thing we manifest is actually going to feel to have. And I see that happening with people. They manifest something and then they're like, oh, I don't know if I actually like this. And then we're afraid to leave it behind because you just manifested it and it seems ungrateful. And like, I just worked hard to get this thing. But if you knew that you could just like leap to the next thing, if you had that confidence within to be like, psh, this is one lily pad and I'm going on to the next. And like, thanks for the spot to lay my foot as I bounce to the next fucking place. Then you would just continue going and moving mountains and getting where you want to go. So you in your most confident state is going to allow yourself to believe. It's going to allow yourself to act. And it's going to allow yourself to enjoy you. To get there, if that's not something that comes natural to you, again, practice. You can make that who you are and how you think and how you be, but it takes practice. It takes repetition. It takes like hammering it in, drilling it in. So 21 days, does that sound familiar? 21 days to make a habit. I'm hosting a 21-day confidence boot camp. It's called the 21-Day Fearless and Confident Boot Camp, and it starts April 24th. We held one in November, and it was such a blast. It was so fun to see the changes in people's lives and the changes on their face. I just love watching people have those light bulb moments where they're just like, oh, fuck yeah, me. Oh my God, okay, I get it. So we're coming back around for another round this month in April. It's starting April 2023 on the 24th. I said that in a weird way, but that's okay. And you can actually sign up now to join me. There will be live coaching, so you'll get to have me help you with your situation. You'll have my personal attention on whatever you're going through. And you'll also have a really supportive community of amazing, like-minded manifestors such as yourself who are literally and legit, I promise you, going through the exact same shit as you. Every time I get on a training or a live stream or whatever, I have multiple people who are going through like the exact same thing at the exact same time. Like they're going through the exact same situation with their specific person, or they are doing the same thing in their job, or they have the same thing with money happen. And it's like, I know, because we're all going through the same shit at the same time and you're not alone and we're all much more alike than we think. So the community aspect is super important, super powerful. It's really helpful and inspirational as well to see your fellow manifestors going through situations like you. And it really helps you kind of quantum leap into your next level and learn faster because you get to see other people learning lessons that you don't have to learn now. Like, oh, I see that. I'm just going to go ahead and not make that mistake in my life. Gotcha. So I love group coaching. It's a blast for me. And I know that it's really powerful for everybody in the programs. So if that is something that sounds like a great space for you, if you want to be supported in your manifestation, supported in growing your confidence, believing in yourself, loving yourself, building a really exciting expectation of what's to come for yourself, definitely check out my Fearless and Confident Boot Camp. 21 days, 3 weeks of us together. I'm going to lovingly push you a little bit past your boundaries in all the best ways and help guide you to your most confident, excited, joyful, awesome, badass self. RoxyTalks.com/group programs will get you signed up. And I'm so excited to guide you again in this program. Also, a cool thing is when you sign up, you do get a bonus where you get to have instant access to my Confident AF workshop, which is a class that I made, a course, an online course that you can start right away. And so by the time the boot camp starts, you're going to be like miles ahead of where you are right now. So I'm really excited. Amazing bonuses, amazing program. We're starting up very soon. So head to RoxyTalks.com/group programs for info and sign up. Your confidence is the ticket to your ideal reality, I promise. When you are confident in what you're doing, when you're confident in yourself, confident in your abilities, and confident in the fact that the universe is going to come through, that's exactly what happens. You can do this. You can build this. It just takes time. No, not even time. It just takes repetition. Let's put it like that. It takes practice. It takes practice. It takes awareness and discipline. As I always say, it takes dedication. Choose that you are going to live your life as your most confident version ever, and then make that choice over and over and over. If you want my help doing that and implementing this kind of mentality into your lifestyle, RoxyTalks.com/group programs. Join the 21-day Fearless and Confident Bootcamp, and I will help you do that. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. You are doing something amazing for yourself just by listening to this. So celebrate yourself. Give yourself a little pat on the back. Give yourself a little hug. Have an ice cream. Pet a kitty. Do something nice for yourself. And have a fabulous day. I love you. I appreciate you. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. See you next week.